So we're going to have a little meditation before the channel, just to have you come back into that beautiful place of quiet inside. So the invitation is to just take a breath in and let it out. And another breath in. And And let your eyes softly close, just relaxed. And your neck and shoulders. Let the chair support you, hold you in place, like you're sitting on the lap of spirit for the next little bit. And as you breathe, come into that beautiful place in your chest where your heart lives, your friend right there. And breathe in that love and compassion, gratitude for the forces that brought you here today. Thank your heart for being a guide for you, for letting you feel the love in the room, letting you feel the love wash that comes over us in waves from the other side of the veil to say, yes, you're here, you're doing it. Thank you. And notice that there's a happiness, there's a joy inside that begins to radiate from that part of you where joy lives, in your mind and in your heart and in your soul. And feel that build into a beautiful cocoon of light around you. And fill that cocoon of light with love. And just hold that around you as a message comes from the honoring and the love of the angelic, beautiful being, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, my partner steps aside, and what follows is something that even he did not expect. The information won't seem to some all that new, but the presentation about how and why is. This morning we said we would title this, You Don't Know What You Don't Know. And even that is a circle of syntax. And what it tries to express is this, is that beyond a certain consciousness of knowing, there's a blank, a void. And things that you do not understand or recognize or cannot conceive of are unknowable. And you cannot know them because it's impossible to. Dear ones, this is controversial. The human brain is the only one on the planet, complete with the Pleiadian seating, that actually examines its own existence. Other consciousnesses do not. But let me give you some examples before we go further. So many humans have lovely, beautiful pets. Perhaps it's a dog or a horse that would have a higher consciousness than perhaps other mammals. Not only that, but both of those mammals might be ingrained in a confluence of love with a human. And they would feel it. But if you take a look at a dog, even the most intelligent They are happy just to be themselves. There is no questioning or perplexity that they're a dog. They don't look beyond themselves, and then the consciousness says, why can't I be like my human master? They don't even recognize the human master as being a higher intelligence because they don't know what they don't know. They are satisfied and pleased to be who they are, being the dog that they are, without questioning their existence, because they can't. I give you this because it is an example of consciousness that is limited. You see this in the intelligence of other mammals. Sometimes in science, that's measurable. How smart is this animal? And they will measure it with tests. A horse is similar. It is pleased to be a horse. It does not think above itself because it cannot. It does not ponder the existence of the galaxy. It can't. There is no disappointment that it's not more than a horse. It doesn't know what it doesn't know. There is an absolute limit to what it can conceive and the paradigms that it's able to look at and understand. The human being cannot explain the workings of the internal combustion engine to a dog, because it doesn't have that conceptual part of it that can be taught those things. There's a limit to what it can know. If you were able to go inside the mind of the dog, it wouldn't know that. It wouldn't know it's limited. It wouldn't know that it can't compute. Not really. There would be a limit on its consciousness that kept it from knowing what it doesn't know or even asking about it. And dear ones, I present all of this to you because that's who you are. There is a limit to what you can conceive, what you can know, or the paradigms that exist in the universe that you don't know and can't know about, because the limit to your consciousness keeps you from understanding. The controversy of this is the intellectual who says, that is not the way. We can intellectualize anything. We can examine our existence. We can talk to God. Therefore, we are the top. No, you're not. And the whole reason for this channel is to tell you that, dear humans, that's what is changing. The evolution of humanity from this point forward is not going to be an evolution where you get taller or literally smarter or even wiser. It's the evolution of consciousness itself. Now, this is going to show itself in many ways, and we have even given many channels that became a book. But we're talking about paradigms you don't know about yet. Now, let's stop for a moment and show you this. For the ancients, in their wisdom, recognized this. The ancients that my partner speaks of are the ancient Tibetans, who very early on recognized the powers of numbers. And they, outside of others who had systems as well, developed their own system of numerology. They recognized very quickly the relationship of the numbers to the stars. They saw that God, as the master physicist, had put together many systems that made sense, that told about things that they could determine by using the numbers and the systems they developed. And through their wisdom, out came a numerological system that worked. One that is even used today in almost its original form. combined with astrology and even some physics and some multidimensional aspects, it's alive and well today. It's also complicated. The Tibetan numerology was one of the first to consider a multidimensional aspect of the numbers. They actually ask the question, if one number sits next to another for a certain length of time, for any reason, is it affected by it? And if so, what would the attributes be of both of them together, having sat beside one another in a non-linear way? These are questions that seem to be heady and even beyond the scope of reason. It's multidimensional thinking, the beginning of it. But these are the ones who gave you the master numbers that my partner today teaches. And these are the ones who told you that 11, 22, and 33 were the only numbers that were identifiable and definable that you could understand, because 44 through 99 is you don't know what you don't know. So there it is, a level, a ceiling to which you cannot rise beyond. And they prophesied this, that there could come a day when 44 all the way through 99 was not only possible to define, but would be developed by humanity. And then the big one. Whereas the dog and the horse have a set consciousness limit, humans do not. When you came to this planet and the Pleiadians seated you, you had the concepts of 44 almost to 50. Those concepts are gone because free choice let humanity settle the place where it would go, the level it would seek on its own. And that became approximately 33. And that is why you do not see anything above that today being defined or seen or thought of. And I will tell you, there is so much more. It's beginning to show. I will even discuss three items that you don't even think about that are possible. They're paradigms you cannot conceive of, but I can at least describe what they might entail. Because humanity is starting to grow. Because of passing the shift and the marker, the actual energy of the planet, the place and space that you are now going through, the changes in the magnetic grid so many years ago that I helped accomplish, all of this is a bed of information that will allow the growth of human consciousness beyond that which is 33. Let me ask you something. I want you to just relax for a moment and think with me. There were masters on this planet. Masters. And they all did things which seemed to be miraculous. Totally. Not just one, but many. There are some you don't even know about, because the civilizations before you didn't carry over that information to you. There have been many masters. Many, like even the master of love, that you think was only one. And when you look at their works, you see something. And you look at who they were, you see something. They were able to change physical things into other physical things. Miracles. They were able to put their hands on a human being and reignite life itself, sometimes the healing of a lifetime. Humans would sit at their feet for no reason other to feel the field of love and compassion that simply poured out of the masters. Some of the things that seem so odd and miraculous are alive today and still practiced in obscure parts of the planet, such as levitation, which would seem to be the control over the relationship of the parts of the atom to create designer magnetics and gravity change. Things like the obeisance of rock to a human hand that can push through it from a master in India. Still alive today in certain kinds of masters. And I ask you, how is that possible? And the answer has always been magic and miracles. No human has said, well, perhaps, just perhaps, that's normal. And we are hobbled. Perhaps, just perhaps, that's physics. Not magic, not mythology. But that doesn't happen. Instead, it's beyond anything that's possible because you don't know what you don't know. And that shows you the level you're at. Let's talk about the expansion of conceptual consciousness. Paradigm shifts. It's not that you get smarter or wiser. It's that there is the aha eventually of what you might be able to do that is common and natural and you should have had all along. You cannot think above that because you don't know what you don't know. And the things that happen even within your human body, you say, well, that's just the way it is. Even the highest thinkers don't say, wow, that's not right. It should be different. Instead, they simply look and say, this is the way it is. Even the highest intellectual thinker who would ponder his existence in the galaxy doesn't ponder his existence with his chemistry. Let's talk about it. What's next? I'm going to give you three. Two explainable and one not. And even the ones that are explainable, I don't have the words for the paradigm that they represent. All I have is a description of the result. And the reason I can't do better than that is the same reason a dog cannot ponder his existence in the universe. Some of these things are not ponderable yet, and yet they're coming. They're coming. And some of the basic ones, dear ones, when it's over and this becomes something you recognize and realize, you'll slap your heads and say, why didn't anybody think of this? Because you've gone to a new level and you're going there now. Some of you already beginning the thought of it. Inside the human body, the way it works, there is an acknowledgement that the psyche, the consciousness, the highest brain that is clueless on what's going on inside your body. Example, here comes a virus. Maybe it's a simple cold. Maybe it's something bigger. It invades your body. And the moment the invasion occurs, whether it's respiratory or gastronomic, the immediate reaction is the creation of a body alarm. The body knows they're there. It's designed for that. White blood cells race to the place where the bacteria has entered or the virus is present, doing its best to fight. If you were inside your body and you want to linearize these things, you'd have alarm bells going off. The body would know things are happening. What is the human doing at that moment? Whistling along, walking to the store, not aware of any of it. Question. Does that seem right to you? Or does it seem like perhaps there might be some disconnect with something that should have been? Perhaps it's coming. But humans don't think about that. They say, well, the body does this and the consciousness does this. You've done a good job on hiding something you should have had all along. Because you can't think above the idea of a paradigm that they should have been together, and they will be. Now, here's what you can't imagine. Here's where it's going. Here is a paradigm that exists in the 44 that someday will become common to all. When the virus starts, you know it. That hiding part of your body called innate, that part that you muscle test to find out what's going on, the part that you use the homeopathy for to signal what to do. Why is it separate from consciousness? Did you ever ask that? And the answer is no. Because you can't think above it, can you? There is not a big element of thought in a building someplace studying that, is there? Since you don't know what you don't know, there is no thought that perhaps, just perhaps, it ought to be a bit higher than it is. The human is the only mammal on the planet that's tunable. That is to say, you can be 33 today, 44 tomorrow, 77 coming. All of the other mammals are born the way they are without the free choice that is spiritual. A choice to know that which is God inside or to touch the face of God. But you do, and you have it, and you are. Tunable, meaning consciousness can come and go, rise and fall. But you pass the marker, dear ones. The first civilization on the planet to go beyond itself into unknown predicted territory. The first civilization to have no predictions for the future, because all of the other ones have fallen flat on the floor because they didn't happen. There'll come a time, number one, where the innate will join with consciousness. And if somebody asks you, how are you doing? You will answer for the innate, because you will have the same exact knowledge of what is going on at the chemical level of your body. If there is a growing cancer, you will know it in the first day. You won't have to wait for something to hurt. Does it make sense to you that you are so disconnected from your own cellular structure? And most humans will say, well, no, we never thought about it. Exactly. But you will. That's the first of three paradigms I want to talk about that you can't believe or don't think might change, and yet it's the most sensible one, that you would know what your smart body knows. You'd be able to react because you're finely tuned enough to have consciousness know what cellular structure is doing within your own body and work with it accordingly. Can you imagine what a difference that would make in even day-to-day health care, knowing what's going on instantly, having the self tell you when a food is not servicing you, having cellular structure that say, you know, your Akash is not supporting the food that you're eating today. Why don't you try the food from the last lifetime? It doesn't feel good, does it? Your innate knows this now, but it's not talking to you. There'll come a day when there will be no innate. There'll simply be you combined. Number two, this gets harder. What if you had a cellular structure that was so vibrant and so connected with nature, with everything that is, with the oneness of all things, that no disease could ever invade. Because disease is low energy, low consciousness, low vibration, and the human at that level would not be. Welcome to 55. You come into a planet with a chemistry that works so high and so well, with extended life, with wisdom to keep it that way on this planet without overpopulating, with knowing how to grow food in ways you never had before that nourishes the body like it never did before, where disease could not attach itself to you because there's a shield called high consciousness, a chemistry that vibrates so high that there's no such thing as cancer or any other thing that takes so many away from you today. Crying, I think you've gone too far. I don't think that's actually possible. It's magic. Oh, that's because you don't know what you don't know, dear ones. There'll come a day when physics itself will seem to be a plaything. When you can look at the complexity of all that is, and you can see the patterns within Yer Merkaba aligning to the actual patterns of the physics of the planet and manipulate the things that are benevolent that you need to manipulate. You don't understand what I'm talking about, do you? I understand that you don't understand. All right, the final one I gave you the last time I channeled in another city, I did it on purpose. I did it because I wanted to expose you to something that had no meaning to you. I wanted to show you the reaction, and I got it. And the reaction was, Cryon, what are you talking about? I talked about the human soul and a relationship with it that eventually you would have. I called it soul coherence. And because it is so far away from anything that is real to you today, you didn't even understand the concept. I cannot give it to you any clearer today, except as I did before. A time when you are so connected to your higher self, you have one foot on the other side of the veil, one foot on this planet. You smile like a master smiles. Welcome to 88. You are part of the planet. The planet is part of you. You're part of the sky. It's part of you. Physics is you. You are part of it. You are a master on this planet, and it's normal. If I showed it to you today, you would cower in the corner and say, it's angelic. An angel has entered the room. I will say, no, it's you in the future. You see your face there? Didn't you recognize it? The paradigms start to change. The ones you've learned in metaphysics start to change. They get altered. They get grander. A confusing channel for many, perhaps. But if you get nothing else from this message, get this. This is your future. A potential based upon what you've done, where it's going, and what others have done before you in your circumstance. You can change it on a dime. That's free choice. But the ball is rolling to such a degree right now that generation after generation after generation will see the shift, and you will begin to see it in your kids. And they will see it in their kids. And each generation will say, look at the children. They're different. Not just one, not just two. And that is where the shift begins to be seen first. But I'll say it again, old soul. You don't have to wait to be reborn. Instead, the invitation has always been there to relax and know that you are a piece of God. Relax and know that you're cared for and loved. Relax and know that there's far, far more than you know. And that's a good thing, because those things are benevolent, beautiful. The masters of this planet showed them to you. The reason is so you could see they were human, and so were you, all of them. They were not magic. They were not from anywhere else. They were born like you were born, and they were here to say this, look, 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 this is you in the future, and all things are possible. When you start understanding that you are a piece of everything there is, a oneness with everything. What a story. What a remarkable idea. May the legacy of this work and the channel someday be preserved. And when their ancient history, they can be trotted out. And you will smile and you will say, you know, he was right. And it will be a grand day for the planet to realize that the evolution of human consciousness, the elimination of war, the understanding that you're all one with the same kind of purpose of love will be seen and recognized worldwide. And so it is.